views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy about today's show. Thank you, Benny, for docking this spaceship, and thank you one and all for tuning in. Before I get started, I just want to say a brief word about the shooting in Las Vegas. My heart goes out to the victims, their families, and our country as a whole as we attempt to heal from this senseless tragedy. I always say that we are all surrounded by energy, and when something tragic happens on a local, national, or global scale, we all physically as well as emotionally feel this. Now, I leave it to the experts to talk about why, how, or what we can do about this, as my whole focus is just on healing and hope. Healing takes place one breath at a time, one day at a time. As a resilient country, we will definitely get through this. In just a minute, I'll be bringing on my guest today, Maureen St. Germain, to talk about her conceptually rich book, Waking Up in 5D, A Practical Guide to Multidimensional Transformation, and Anchoring in Joy and Happiness. In the second half of the show, as it's Thursday, we'll be doing readings together. I will be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guest for her intuitive perspective. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The phone lines are open. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. I do this by focusing on what energy you're putting forth unconsciously, as sometimes, even with the best of intention, we can step on or block our own energy, which makes it feel as if we're working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, grand openings, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was named one of the country's top psychics in the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which is such a great honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at elitetarot.com, ElitetarotE.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show. And since my guest book is Waking Up in 5D, I pulled out all five of my number five cards, including the Major Arcana. The card that best matched the theme of shifting energetic patterns and anchoring oneself in joy and love was the Five of Swords. In this card, you see a long-battled engagement between three people. Two people, in the form of yin and yang, masculine, feminine, right brain, left brain, put down their swords, disconnect from the challenging engagement, and walk towards the water behind them. Now, the two individuals are not jumping for joy, but rather feeling a bit lost and bittersweet as they disengage from the known. I chose this card because to disconnect from a pattern, battle, draining routine is a process. The steps to disengage are straightforward and simple. For example, just stop smoking, stop drinking, eat more healthy, be kinder, date differently. They're all intellectually clear. If we think that that's all there is to something, we are easily swept back to the conflict when surprised with the feelings that come up with disengagement. Rather, honor the process, as it is often the misaligned or dismissed part of this, as people tend to focus solely on A and C, forgetting about the all-important B, vehicle for change. Let me now bring on my guest, as I have lots of questions for her. Teacher and intuitive Maureen St. Germain is the founder of Transformational Enterprises and has led trainings in personal development and spiritual awakening in more than 24 countries. The founder of Akashic Records Guides International, she is also the author, musician, and producer of more than 15 guided meditation CDs and author of 3 books. Welcome, Maureen, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Very nice to be here and very nice to be on your show. The new book is the 4th book.
There we go. So, yay. Fantastic.
Yay.
One more book and we've got the 5, we got 5D, got 5 books. Well, I'm really looking forward to talking with you. And I'm always fascinated by how people find their path, because it's always such a unique story, and which makes it so that every journey is totally unique. Before we get into the book, can you share a bit about your personal path to having this metaphysical viewpoint and all the any challenges you faced maybe along the way?
I was born with a connection to spirit. And I was very fortunate. My mother was a psychic as well. She wasn't practicing a psychic, but she had the gift. And so she was, telling us stories when we were children about her experiences. Now, I didn't actually share what was happening with me per se, but I think everyone in my family inherited that ability. So growing up, there was a bit of acceptance toward that kind of lifestyle or that kind of thinking. And frankly, I never thought of doing it full time. I always thought it would be like an integration of my life and that it might be a nice hobby. And it wasn't until I got fired a few times and I went to the altar and said, okay, if I'm supposed to do this full time, I'm ready to let go. And 3 weeks later, I had a check and a pink slip. That's when I knew, oh my God, I'm supposed to do this full time. I've always been loved by my bosses, but I'm also very outspoken and not afraid to stand in my power and speak the truth. And I think that a lot of people have not felt like they had that ability. So the number one thing that I carried from my youth was being allowed and invited to speak my truth. And then as a person in the workplace, recognizing that politics plays an important role in how things work. I studied lots and lots of different schools of training. I was raised Catholic. I studied with the Essenes. I got my minister training with them. I got training for soul retrieval and from Sandra Ingerman's work. And then I also got certified in all kinds of esoteric skills. And I am not a person that goes around telling people all these things or waving my credentials in front of them, because I have found that there's a lot of frauds out there, and I'd rather not be associated with those people who are flashing a fancy degree. And this is not about you, per se, because I'm sure you have a fabulous, well-earned degree. But I'm one of those people that I've taken my studies very seriously, and a lot of the studies that I have completed are supporting my spiritual growth, my personal spiritual growth. And it was because of my personal spiritual growth that this information came through me. My biggest teacher was the meditation called the Merkaba, which was originally brought forward by John Volo Melchizedek, and I became one of the foremost teachers of that and began teaching and was invited all over the world. That began my world visibility. And then, of course, along the way, I wrote a book that followed up on that, which also added to that. The Merkaba itself is a guided meditation, which is a integration of a geometric shape that people have around the body. So everybody has it. All we're doing is turning it on. It's a very powerful tool. And that tool plus additional tools actually help us to know what we need to know before we need to know it. And one other tool that I developed myself is a tool to connect with the higher self. And the higher self connection is so amazing and so easy once you have the tools. And my goal, because I worked in the corporate world for so long, was to come up with a way for people to learn this without having to take it on faith. Do this work because here's why it works. And why should we follow our inner guidance? And here's the logical reason why. And I can give you all of that. You know, I don't want to talk too long.
No. I love that because my whole focus is not to have a person dependent on guidance from another person, but rather allowing them, kind of giving them all the tools to and give themselves permission to honor and trust, but also listen and absorb their own inner wisdom, because I do believe we have all of that ability within. But as you know, if you're kind of pushing it away or feeling dependent, and unfortunately sometimes it's easy to look to the metaphysical kind of sphere for an answer. And as I always will tell clients, it's like, I understand the desire to kind of get that answer from me, but it's not going to be as authentic as if we kind of get it from you, because you're because it's your life, your journey. And I love the fact that everything that your family was supportive of you going into these different kind of thought processes, and I always believe that there's no experience wasted, and so it's that whole journey that you've taken that brought you here today, and in all the different spheres, is just wonderful.
Yes,
well, I would love. Oh, sure. I'd love to talk more, and especially about this book, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Maureen St. Germain, author of Waking Up in 5D. Plus, we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Maureen St. Germain, author of Waking Up in 5D. I will also be doing a one-card reading shortly with Maureen, offering her intuitive perspective on the situation. You're getting two readings for the price of none. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Maureen, I have more questions for you, but before that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
Oh, sure. I am found on the web at maureenstgermain.com. So it's maureenstgermain.com. And .blog brings you to my blog. If you go to my website, you can probably hook into my blog. But if you're just interested in the blog, there's great information in there, lots and lots of information. And I'm always commenting on whatever's going on that I'm pulled to comment on. I don't always comment on everything that's going on, obviously, but there's lots of commentary and information about how to operate in the reality.
Wonderful.
And I am doing an event right after this radio show, a live event, just like your live radio show. And the live event is a youthing education and ceremony. That is a powerful thing that we only do once a year. And it's based on an African tradition called a youthing day. And it's based on the idea that the full moon after the fall equinox is so close to the earth that it can harmonize with the earth and bend back time, taking off 2 years. And then I'm going to give some additional youthing tools for people. And I'm giving away a free CD to everybody who takes the class. There's a small fee of $22 on it. But it's mostly to cover our administrative costs because we're giving away a $10 CD. So I say CD, but I really mean a meditation.
Yes.
You know what I mean. It's in a CD if you want a hard copy, but then those are like $15. But the download is $9.99. So anyway, that's all included. And there's also a free, tiny 10-minute meditation on my blog site for youthing, which is also quite fabulous. And then I have a fabulous meditation that goes right along with your early announcement about the state of affairs in our country. Mm-hmm. And it's called Divine Government Meditation. And I say this everywhere I go. We pray for our children. We pray for our family and friends. Let's pray for our officials and our bosses so that they can step up and be the best they can be.
That's wonderful. Thank you for doing that. Well, you've got a lot going on. So this is all great. And so everything can be on your website, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Terrific. Wonderful. Well, let's get into this book. What is 5D? And how is it?
The short answer is what everyone else thinks is heaven. Okay, that's the short answer. But it is a vibrational state. So 5D, if you would think of nested Russian dolls, then 5D would be a couple of levels above where 3D is. And 3D is a polarity reality that we all are familiar with. But what's interesting is we are sliding from third to fifth and back way more often than we thought. And certainly a lot of people had this notion that we were going to go to 5D and stay there. And unfortunately, we're more like teenagers, where we are doing something very mature and then we do something stupid because that's how we are.
And so 3D, okay, I know 3D.
Okay, 3D, the definition of 3D is it's very physical, polarity, energy, space. It is got a lot of polarity, and it is the mixing of the physical and then the emotional stuff. And the emotions come from fourth dimension. In fact, everything on 3D is actually a projection. It's not even that real. It's kind of funny. It's like we're really in a matrix. And I was amazed when I was giving this information in a class, and I actually was told to use the word projection. 3D is a projection. So, you know, what we think of as real, we, you know, we knock on wood and we say, you know, this is real. That's still a projection. So it's coming from somewhere else. It's coming from the higher dimensions to here where it's like the mixing room, or you could say the movie theater. Fourth dimension is a portal. And the interesting thing about fourth dimension as a portal is it's not someplace you're going to go to. It's not a vibrational place that you want to stay. It's more like Grand Central Station or an airport. You never go there to spend the night. You might get stuck, but you're certainly not going to choose to go there to spend the night. You always are using those places as a way to get to the next place. And what's very interesting is that fourth dimensional energy is shrinking. And it is the place where the astral plane is. That's kind of the lower half of it. And then the upper realms are the places of joy and bliss that we bring into third, but we can also ride that joy and bliss and let it bring us right up into fifth. Fifth dimension, like I said, is what everyone else says is heaven, but it is the equivalent of the experience of no polarity. And what does that look like? Well, when you fall in love and you are in this yummy place and you're driving your car, if somebody cuts in front of you, oh, they must be having a bad day. When you are in this yummy place and someone needs something from you and it's, you know, it's kind of putting you out, I'm happy to do that. And you're delighted to act or react in these ways. Now, this dimension also has no judgment on yourself. So that means that when you make a mistake or when you goof up, you're kind to yourself, and that self-talk stuff doesn't run. It doesn't make you feel bad. So we are all doing a lot of work to clear out that self-talk so that we don't judge ourselves, and then that in turn allows us to be very kind and kind-hearted to others. And one other element of third dimension or fifth dimension is this quality of wanting for others what you want for yourself as well. In other words, I'm not going to give you all the cake, but whatever cake I have, I'm going to share with you because I want you to have some. Mm-hmm. And that's so cool because the energy is different. Now, I want to give an example of what 3D is like because the contrast will be very telling when I tell this story. A man at work, where I used to work, had a really nice car. He was an older gentleman, and he was very well off. And he had put his son through law school. The son was done with law school and wanted to buy his father's car. Well, the father had this idea in his head that he was going to sell the car for quite a bit of money so he could buy another car, also expensive. So the bottom line is the son ends up buying the car from his dad for considerably less than what the father had hoped to get on the market. He's telling the story at work, you know, like how he let the car go for a song. And I just looked at him and I said, Ray, just think how proud you would have been of your son if he'd gotten that deal from somebody else. And his eyes got really big and he thought about it for a second and he burst out laughing and he said, you're right. Mm. We're now moving away from that kind of energy where we have the desire or the need to get more, to get the better deal to a place where we want a deal that everybody gets what they want. And that's a different energy, completely different. That's why I say the game has changed, because it's no longer dog eat dog. It's like, let's make some change. Let's do some creative stuff. What do you need? Here's what I need.
Yeah. The win-win.
Exactly. It is the win-win. Precisely.
Yeah, and it's so true. We tend to kind of become so defensive over our own space that we then become very protective, and we kind of look at, well, wait a minute, how are we all working together? Because I believe we're all connected, and it's about bridging those gaps. I love that you talked about judgment, because I find this so often with clients that their harshest words they say to themselves. And then what happens is that transfers to a block of energy, because I'll say, well, if you don't believe that you did a good job, or if you don't believe this can happen, if you don't believe this, then imagine the universe standing there saying, I want all these wonderful things. And yet but the person's not going to see it and not going to believe it.
I like to tell people, it's like going to a restaurant and, you know, you place an order, but then you call your order back and say, I don't know if I can pay for it. I'm not sure I have all the right energy for a match for that. Mm-hmm. The waiter's just going to roll his eyes and say, let me know when you've made up your mind. The waiter doesn't care. The universe doesn't care. The universe doesn't judge you. The universe wants you to wants you to have what you want. And your wanting is your marching orders. So everyone has in their core, deep down, desires of what they want to manifest, what they want in life. Then they have stuff that they've seen other people have that they're getting, well, maybe I should have that. Maybe I should have that. You know, and it's very similar to what you're talking about, and I like to give the example, you know, if you imagine yourself driving by a car, if it's a car that you think is out of your range, if the person you're with says, oh, man, wouldn't you love to have a car like that, you're going to groan. You're not going to be able to own it. You're not going to be able to say, yeah, I'd love to have a car like that. Wouldn't that be fun? That's the difference. So that's how we know.
And it's a habit, just like anything else. I always say that self-judgment is a habit. And so that means we can also retrain it. But until you do something without that judgment, it's hard to see where all the paths can lead. So
not always is a habit, I don't think. I think some people pick up energies from other places, you know, somebody who's passed on, it's got a bad attitude, maybe they're, you know, hosting them in their body, and they're going to, you know, push a person to what I call the dark side. I do think you can use your habits to fix it. And maybe that's more where you're headed. You know, for example, I tell people, tell your he done me wrong story. You need to do that to unload, to emotionally release your pain and suffering. But count and only do it three times. And on the third time, you're out. And I'll never forget the time that a person that I knew called me. I was fuming about something. I don't even remember what I was mad about. And she said to me, how are you doing? How are things going? And I remember thinking, I'm going to wait till my sister calls. I'm not telling her. She's my third one, and I want to get the most out of that one. Because, you know, my sister would give me lots of support. And that's the thing. Pick the three people you know are going to give you the most compassion, and then move on.
Yeah.
Move on.
Interesting. Well, I have more questions for you, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, taking calls and talking more with my guest, Maureen St. Germain, author of Waking Up in 5D. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus, live your purpose equals joy.
That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I figured I would like to have songs to talk about the theme of the show. And since my guest, Maureen St. Germain, author of Waking Up in 5D, we had to do songs all hour from the fifth dimension. So if you're interested in learning more about me, scheduling a reading, or inquiring about readings for an upcoming event you're hosting, you can see me at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So before we get to calls, Maureen, I just wanted to kind of ask you a couple more questions regarding the book, Waking Up in 5D. Do we, on a daily basis, hourly basis, yearly basis, do we alter between 3D, 4D, and 5D, and or are we stuck in one thing and we need to kind of push ourselves into 5D?
All of those apply, and the answer is yes. So we are sliding around. And that's the most important thing to understand, that we're actually, whenever you find yourself in a really yummy place, and we're all finding those yummy places more often, we're all noticing, oh, I feel so happy. Whether it's when we're on a walk or when we're with some favorite people or we've seen a great movie, whatever it is, we notice that we're in a yummy place. That energy is 5D. Now, 3D is more practical, more down-to-earth, and more grounded, but it also has polarity with it. So anytime you catch yourself thinking, well, I wouldn't have done it that way, or why did they do that, or how come this? Then we're moving out of 5D and into a place of judgment and evaluation. So if you can start to notice when you're in a place of trying to discover a person's motive, you've moved to 3D. You've moved yourself from a place of bliss to a place mm-hmm. of judgment. Now, discovering a person's motive, we might think, will make it easier for us to accept who they are. But when you're in 5D, when you're in that place of unconditional love, you don't need to know the person's motive. You just love them anyway. And that's yeah. not always easy. You know, I was in a situation one time fairly recently where I discovered something about someone who was very close to me. And it was very unsettling. And I was not happy about this piece of information. And I asked myself, well, it's possible that it's true. It's possible that it's not true. If it's not true, I have nothing to be concerned about. But what if it is true? How do I feel? And at the end of the day, I realized I would love that person anyway. And I thought, all right, then it doesn't matter, does it? And that yeah. was me sliding back into 5D. So sometimes we need to go through that process to think about how would we feel? You know, if your best friend betrayed you in some way, or you discovered your boss was telling you one thing, but they were doing something else, you know, those kinds of things are very powerful eye-openers, but they're also heart-openers. Because when we open our heart, we're actually able to channel the fifth dimensional energy, because the heart is the lowest place that our higher self can enter. And the higher self is the part of us that's plugged into God. So if you can imagine an imaginary you that's brilliant and full of light and love that can literally descend into your physical body, and now you are radiating love and light. And people will say it. They'll look at you and say, wow, you're really glowing today. You look fabulous. And they don't realize it's the energy they're feeling and reading. So in 5D, there's lots of opportunities to stay there. But it's also very important to know that you can be proactive and you can kind of set the stage. So one of the ways you can set the stage is to announce when you go to bed, I am waking up in 5D. And then you will wake up in such a good mood, and you'll have a fun attitude about everything. And that's 5D.
When you, I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, when you consciously decide to avoid certain words, you will make a huge difference. For example, if you say, I have to pick up the kids from daycare, or I have to meet my friend, or I have to get this report done, what you're doing is saying that there's some outside energy that runs my choice. And you'll notice how my voice gets all froggy. So I'm going to say that there are people that are listening, maybe in our call that's coming up, that has been dealing with that. And the way around it is to use the choose word. I'm choosing to pick up my kids. Or I love picking up my kids on time because they're so happy. And I love only paying my regular charges and not seeing any late charges on my child care bill, whatever it is, but it's a choice. It is not a have to.
Well, I really appreciate what you're saying, because I'm a big believer that words have weight, and physical as well as emotional weight. And we don't realize just how often we use words that weigh us down and keep us blocked. And so I really appreciate that, that you say that, because it is absolutely true. And it changes when you use different words. It physically changes how you feel, and suddenly a path forward is possible and probable. Whereas just with adding a word in there, it just creates that such a weight and a block. Wow. Well, let's just get to our first caller, and we'll be able to chit-chat a little bit more later. But I just want callers to know that, listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And as I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side, wanting you to be happy, nothing scary can possibly come up. And before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer. And I'm not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. Well, let's take our first call, Anne. Anne, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. You're on with Maureen. How are you today?
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very excited, and especially since I live on the eastern side of the state, and very often feel sort of alone and trying to make my way through things. And I'm so fortunate I can have the radio on in the background when I'm working and tune in and just feel like I'm connected to a larger network of people. So I truly appreciate you, and I appreciate KKNW for me being able to stream them and participate. So my question today, are you interested in hearing a question? Is that where we start?
Absolutely. But you know what? I just have to say one thing. First of all, I love what you said, because you aren't alone. And so, you know, definitely, you know, you said, I feel alone. You are not alone. And so I'm so glad that this station is up here as well, because it does allow for people to be able to be connected. So,
well,
yeah.
Again, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. So what is your question?
Okay, the question is, I'm in a position where I really can make some pretty large visionary shifts throughout the eastern side of Washington. And I'm very highly creative, very heart-centered on serving people. And when I go back into the Seattle area and lay a vision out for a team to see, I'm met with this sort of third dimensional, a sense of, I guess, nothing is possible. What I see them is in their band. And I'm, you know, as Maureen mentioned earlier, I love, hey, let's everybody get together. What have we got? Let's throw it on the table. Let's figure it out. Of course we can solve this problem. And yes, it is big, but I believe that if we all put our heads together, we can do something great. And I'm having a hard time finding people who want to live in that place and enjoy and have fun. And to me, whenever I've done that, had fun, it's worked out fabulous. But I feel like I keep getting pulled back into the third dimension. Let's all be grown-ups and let's be serious and let's, you know, look at this and know it's not possible. And then it makes me question, how do we change things on this planet if we don't think big? And I go back to, well, maybe I should just walk away from this work and go live off-grid and live by myself and be totally happy.
What is the Seattle connection?
Swing.
Well, go ahead. I just want to say one thing is I think we're going to just go through this break, so we're going to skip this break. So I just wanted to say that. Well, you know, before I hand over to Maureen, I just wanted to let you know that I pulled a card while you were talking, and the card that came up was the Ace of Pentacles. And Pentacles talks about career, but also projects, visions, and everything about, but in a tangible sense, how do we tangibly make things so? Aces are all about beginnings. And this is a card about where you see a pentacle being handed from the universe over on the eastern side of the card. And this hand, the universe is presenting a gift in the form of something that's just external to your brain right now. And so often we tend to get bogged down with what we can see within our brain and not trust something external because it doesn't come from within us. This is a card saying to consider embracing what is being presented to you and use that as a door, to perhaps even just to another door. Sometimes we feel like that next step has to be that all reaching, all access step, whereas sometimes it's necessary just to take those shift steps. And in this card, there's that gift being presented from the universe. It leads through a pathway, an archway, towards something that's a little bit less developed, a little bit more for you to place your creative visionary stamp on. But it may not necessarily be a straight path, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the wrong path. And the more that we can open up, because I always say that the universe can present an idea and a gift, it's up to you to accept it. Again, though, allowing for something that you didn't even imagine as a pathway, a vehicle for making that transformational change take place, how wonderful that could be. Maureen,
wow.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I have a quick question, and then I have a lot to add. What is the Seattle connection? Is that the managing group that you worked for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is you as a master manifester have at your beck and call a toolbox of tools that you already know. And we say to you, this is coming right in from the Akashic Records, we say to you, look at your tools. And one tool we can give you right now is to imagine that this project is already completed. And not only has it been completed, but it's been completed to everyone's satisfaction, and that you are now in a place where you're celebrating that opportunity. And in celebrating that opportunity, it proves that it was a done deal. So your movie isn't, in your mind, isn't about the opportunity and the way it's going to work and any of that. No, the movie in your mind is a success celebration, and then you bring it back into 3D. So the success celebration is the 4D and 5D energy, very high energy where everyone's joyful and happy and thrilled, and you know, you're all saying, wow, this is an amazing idea, and who would have thought it could have come together like this? That kind of a party event. And then in the background, you go back to 3D and anchor it where you are. And in 3D, you would have a conversation with someone who may be on the side, maybe a close friend that knows of your work and your interests, but maybe it's somebody you don't see very often. And you run into them at some point in the future, and they say, how are things going with work? And you say, ah, I had this amazing idea, and everyone ran with it, and it turned out so well. Imagine saying that. Then imagine what the friend would say, which is probably, well, hey, what do you expect from you? But what happens is by allowing yourself to hear your friend's attagirl and feeling what it feels like to get that kind of praise from someone who's not involved but loves you and loves the idea that you would be working with, you will get the anchor. And that anchor will pull it in. And then you don't have to find the people. The opportunity will get presented to you. And it may be with a group you work with. It may be in another way. It doesn't matter, but it will come to you. And it won't take long, because right now we are getting, the veils are much thinner. We're getting lots of support from the universe to manifest. And if we are willing to empower ourselves, and your voice tells me that you are a very powerful woman, so when we allow ourselves to have it, not just get permission from somebody else to make it happen, but just to have it, to know that that's possible, and I'm going to be part of that process, whatever that means, you actually are going to bring it into manifestation, and the universe will fill in the gaps, fill in the blanks. And the opportunities will present yourself. You will be astounded. And if you want more about that, read my book, Be a Genie. It's all about how to do that and how, not just visualizing your outcome, but hearing and the feedback from someone who's validating the after event, the after experience. Yeah, that was amazing.
Awesome. Thank you. You know what? It's so funny when you said that. I walked over. I have that book on my shelf. I read it a while back, and I need to pull it back out. And you, ladies, I can't tell you enough how thankful I am. I just needed this shot of inspiration today after having a couple of tough days. And I woke up thinking, what am I doing? Where am I going? And I just cannot believe just even having that book here. Something is looking out for me and supporting me, and I appreciate you reminding me of that.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I'm so glad that was helpful. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, Anne.
Awesome. Have a great day.
You too. So it looks like we don't have another call right now. So I just wanted to ask, you know, why this book? In the sense that what kind of led you to write the book in the first place?
What led me to write the book was I noticed, when I was out and about, that certain things made me feel uncomfortable. And I began to notice, well, what is it that's making me feel uncomfortable? And it would be the way people would talk, you know, using those 3D words that have polarity to them, you know, right and wrong, good and bad, the truth. This is a strange thing that just happened, that kind of stuff. And I found myself going, almost cringing, you know, like someone said a bad word. And it wasn't a bad word. It was just the way we're talking in 3D. And so I began to notice that, and I realized that I was actually unconsciously or consciously choosing to not use polarity words. It was my expression, because I was in 5D so much of the time. And when I was hearing the 3D words, it was unnerving. So I realized people needed to have a master plan, a roadmap. And then the second reason why is because in my classes, when I teach people, I notice that people were having experiences that they were chalking up as being weird or unusual instead of understanding what they meant. So a lot of the book is about the experiences that people are having and what they really mean. For example, you can be in 5D and waiting in traffic. You're in a yummy place. You know, whatever you're doing is handling nicely. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of cars in front of you. Their light is red. And the light changes. No one crosses the street. And the cars don't move. And because you're in a 5D place, you're not judgmental. You're not upset. You're just looking at that thinking, huh, how come nobody's moving? And then they move. And then you think, oh, whatever. And you forget about it. But in truth, what's really happening is in 5D, you often see or hear what's going on in 3D before the 3Ders do. And So the people that are, you know, like in 3D, they don't even notice because you are seeing it before they're seeing it. Because in 5D, you have full access to 5D, 4D, and 3D. When you're in 3D, you only have access to 3D and the lower dimensions. So you literally, that time difference is very, very big. That's a really huge marker. So that's one of the ways you know that you're in 5D. And there's lots of others, too.
And so if you're in 5D, you can also easily, unfortunately, kind of get kicked back into 3D, too. It can work the other way
you
as
can.
Well.
Yes, you can. Because here's the thing. Each of us has to do our own work, as you have described early on in the show. Each of us needs to do our own processing and, you know, heal our wounds and all of that. So if I am overweight and I'm embarrassed about that and I'm self-conscious and I'm, you know, not comfortable with myself where I'm at, then if someone says, oh, you know, that dress makes you look heavy, like when your mother says it, it's going to knock you right out of 5D and back into 3D because you're sensitive to it. It's a point in your own mind that you are wishing were different.
Yeah.
So when stuff like that happens, the way to get back into 5D is to allow that person to be right for themselves. I champion your right to hold that belief as long as it pleases you. When this actually happened with me and my mother, I just looked at my mother and smiled and said, you know, Mom, I'm pretty sure everyone knows I'm overweight, but I think this outfit makes me look really fashionable, and I'm much more interested in looking fashionable.
And I love that.
I laughed because I knew that it was a conundrum for her because she wanted me to look my best, and if I looked heavy, maybe I didn't look so good, and maybe this dress made me look heavier than she was used to seeing. You know, maybe some of the things I wear make me look better. So she wanted that outcome for me. As my mom, you know, she loves me. But I totally didn't see her concern because it wasn't my concern. I didn't share that belief. And I was okay that she was right, but I don't carry it forward onto me. And that's the difference. So one of the powerful things a person can do when someone comes at you with any kind of an opinion that you're not sure you're going to buy into, to just say, you know, I can see why you think that. Or I empower you to hold that belief as long as it pleases you. And no judgment. It doesn't say they have to stay there. It doesn't say, you know, I told you so. None of that energy is there. It's simply like, yeah, well, I can see why you think that. But here's what I'm at. Here's where I'm at. And again, it doesn't say, here, I think you're wrong, and here's why. And it's just a slight change in language. I see why you think that, and here's what my experience is. It's very empowering. And again, this empowers you and your whoever you're talking to.
Absolutely. The language has so much importance in our lives and for our own self-journey of love. And I thank you, Maureen, for coming on the show today and sharing with all of us all the messages of love and happiness and our own journey that you have in your book. And so thank you so much for being on the show today.
It is my pleasure. And I'd like to give one more tool to your listeners, to our listeners, everyone I come in contact with.
I love it. You know, I'm so sorry we're at the end of the show, but thank you again so much for being on the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning into Transformation to our transformational show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in. It's a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.